Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about The Sun is Getting Bigger and Smaller, an article by Leah Crane in New Scientist, 28th of July 2018. Every 11 years, the Sun's radius oscillates up to 2 kilometres, shrinking with its magnetic activity when its magnetic activity is high, and expanding again when the activity decreases. So the Sun is 1.38 million kilometres away, so this is it's a very small fraction. Most things would expand and contract that much normally. We already know the Sun is not a static object. Its surface is regularly covered with darker areas known as sunspots, and the brighter areas known as flares. The first precise measurement of the Sun's size in the 18th and 19th centuries showed that it appeared to be larger when there were a few of these features. Researchers later realized that the surface changes are side effects of an 11-year variation. Well, 2 kilometers is nothing. You would measure that. When the field is strongest, a period is called the solar maximum, and there are more sunspots compared with when it's at the weakest at the solar minimum. Now, Alexander Kosachivs of New Jersey's Institute of Technology and Jean-Pierre Roselot, the University of Côte d'Azur, France, have used 21 years of solar observations from 2 space observatories to pin down how the Sun's size changed through the last 2 solar cycles. The pair looked at waves of plasma that travelled over the Sun's surface. Just as sound waves moving through a bigger instrument have a lower pitch, the frequencies of these waves depends on the Sun's size. They are a more precise way of measuring the Sun than just looking at it. They indicate the average radius is 695,000 kilometres. So if we double that, that's 13.8 million kilometres, the diameter. Did I say that? 13.8? I can't remember. By examining these waves over nearly 2 full solar cycles, Korchev and Roselot found that the radius shrinks by 1 to 2 kilometres during the solar maximum and grows to its normal size again in the solar minimum. The waves slightly change frequency when they penetrate deeper into the Sun, which allowed the researchers to determine that most of the shrinkage happens about 5,000 kilometres under the surface. The reduction in size is likely to be caused by strong magnetic fields compressing the plasma under the Sun's surface, but the details are still hazy. We don't fully understand how the Sun's magnetic field is created or what its structure is like beneath the surface. That's part of the mission of NASA's Parker Solar Probe to launch in August. The work is an important stepping stone to understanding solar activity, says Michael Thompson of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado. Quote, the magnetic activity cycle is important because it impacts on Earth, on satellites, on high-altitude aircraft, and on the power grid, even on humans, particularly in space, end quote, he says. A second article called Climate Change Blamed for Cape Town Drought, by Michael LePlage. Climate change made Cape Town's recent drought 3 times more likely, climate models suggest. The drought is so severe that water is still use is still limited to 50 litres per person per day in South African city. At this point, the city's almost had to switch off the water supply. Cape Town's situation was caused by 3 years of below average rainfall starting in 2015. But until now, it was not known exactly how much the role of global warming played. The local rainfall records do not go back very far, so it's not clear how patterns have changed. However, the drought also affected much of Western Cape region, including places that have records going back to the 1930s. A team brought together by the World Weather Attribution Initiative used these records to run several climate models and see how well they match the region's climate since 1930. then ran the best of these models without the 1 degree warming we have seen so far, showing how things might have been without climate change. Finally, they ran them again when the world's 2 degrees warmer. The team concluded that climate change tripled the risk of such a severe drought, and that the risk will triple again as the world warms by another degree. For an event related to rainfall, 3 times is huge, says the team. Member Friederike Otto, a climate scientist at the University of Oxford. The winter has brought above average rainfall so far, and the city's dams are now half full. The prospect of the taps turned off at day zero is therefore receded, but tough water restrictions remain. Camp Town needs to take a range of measures to make its water supply more resilient. These include recycling water rather than just letting it run out to the sea as it does at the moment, and pumping water underground during times of good rainfall for use in dry years. Another article, Alcohol in the Womb Affects IQ by Alice Klein. Only a few alcoholic drinks a month during pregnancy may be enough to affect the fetal brain development, according to a study that detected alcohol exposure in newborn feces. Oh dear. It is well established that heavy drinking during pregnancy is linked to intellectual disabilities in children, but less known about the effects of light drinking. It's difficult to study because mothers are often reluctant to admit they had any level of drinking during pregnancy due to the associated stigma, says Anna Elcher of University Hospital of Erlangen in Germany. To get around this, Elcher and her colleagues looked for signs of alcohol exposures in more than 500 newborn babies by measuring the amount of particular chemicals in the newborn's first excretions. Ethylgurcuronide is formed by the liver when it breaks down alcohol and can be absorbed by a pregnant woman's bloodstream into the fetus's gut, where it accumulates in excrement. The team focused on the babies whose level of chemical was consistent with being exposed to 2 alcoholic drinks per month during pregnancy. This has been determined by previous studies. When the team assessed the IQ and attention skills of children at the age of 6 or older, they found those whose mothers drank during pregnancy scored 4 points lower on average on an IQ test than those whose mothers abstained. The analysis took age, sex, and socioeconomic status into account. Children whose mothers drank during pregnancy also had altered patterns of activities in genes involved in brain development. Even the lowest ethylglycerinate levels were associated with slightly reduced IQ and attention span, hinting that no level of drinking is safe. Finding adds to a growing evidence that occasional drinking in pregnancy may influence fetal development, says Evelyn Mulgey of Murdoch's Children's Research Institute in Melbourne, Australia. She recommends not drinking at all when pregnant. Quote, while not necessarily always causing harm, we know that any alcohol consumption changes some biological processes in the cells of the mother and child. Quote, currently guidelines in UK, US and Australia and most other countries advise that the safest approach is not to drink at all during pregnancy. Despite this, Elsher's team found that 23% of mothers in the study drank during pregnancy, as indicated by positive ethylglucuronide tests in their babies. Another study that surveyed women in the UK and Australia found that 75 to 40% respectively consumed at least some alcohol during pregnancy. This may be because the women were aware that the evidence for the harms of light drinking during pregnancy is not fully established, says Heather Trickey of Trickey, that's her name, T-R-I-C-K-E-Y, of Cardiff University, UK. Trickey and her colleagues recently surveyed new mothers in the UK about what would have made it easy for them to abstain during pregnancy. The key factors they identified were if the evidence to support complete abstinence was stronger, if the partners had cut back on drinking as well, and if they had taken part in more social activities that didn't revolve around alcohol. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. may you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.